Hello everyone, and welcome back to another audio review right here at the Super Network at supermarcy.com. I am Super Mars, joined by the one and only Bede Jamine. Hello Bede, how are you going today?
Oh, good, thanks Marcy. How you been going?
Yeah, not too bad. We're heading into spring here in Australia, so definitely lighting the mood while we're still in lockdown.
Exactly, and hopefully we only have about at least 2 weeks to go of stage four, so hopefully fingers crossed that it all goes well, but we shall see.
Yes, indeed, we shall see. And we are getting to, I guess, the not quite the end, but almost the end of our coverage for the Fantasia International Film Festival. We only have a few more films to go. And as the festival winds up, obviously, we've got the audio reviews. So these will be movies definitely to keep an eye on. That's the great thing about festivals, because you know, you definitely get a good vibe of things to come. And especially with Fantasia, that is very genre-based. And that's what we love. So it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, definitely. And it has been pretty good so far. I mean, like you said, we still got a few more, couple little more films to go. But so far, I've been enjoying our first ever coverage of Fantasia. It's been a lot of fun so far.
Yeah, I've really, really enjoyed it, and it's been an absolute pleasure to have the opportunity to cover the festival. And obviously, there's way too many movies to be able to cover, but we're doing our best to at least get some out there. And yeah, today's film that we got to check out is called The Mortuary Collection 2019. And as we found out before, this one was actually helped funded through Kickstarter, and I believe it's been in the works since I think 2013 from writer director Ryan Spindel. And I'm so glad and happy that he got to realize his vision with this and made it into a film. As you may have guessed from the title with collection in there, this is one of our favorite type of horror movies, an anthology. And I think both you and I are actually very excited to check this one out. Just a brief synopsis from IMDb. On the cusp of his retirement, an eccentric mortician recounts several of the strangest stories he's encountered in his long career, but things take a turn for the phantasmagorical when he learns that the final story is his own. Or is it? Yeah, so we'll get right into it. This one has a really cool cast led by the one and only, the legendary Clancy Brown, who almost is unrecognizable with this very old man makeup. And again, is he ever bad? No, he's not. It also stars Caitlin Fisher, as she's credited in this movie. We've got Christine Kilmer, Jacob Elordi, Emma Horvath, Jennifer Irwin, James Backman, Barak Hardley, Sarah Hay, Ben Heathcote, Mike C. Nelson, Brennan Murray, Michael Bowe, and Tim Woodruff Jr. And they're just some of the cast, because it is an anthology, so there's lots of people in it. And yeah, this, look, I'll say right off the bat, what I think needs to work in an anthology is you kind of need a wraparound that ties into the individual stories that you're telling. And this one actually does it so well. It is set in a mortuary, a very creepy looking mortuary, and the stories that are recounted may have something to do with the mortuary. You will see some faces pop up in the stories, the same maybe characters, not to spoil anything, but especially in the first 10 minutes, make sure you're paying attention to the little details. But this one just actually wrapped it around and they all kind of went together very, very well, and I really, really liked it. All the little stories I thought were fantastic. They're all quite different from another, but they do have some core things in common, which I really, really liked. And for me, they were a lot of fun. It was very engaging, and it definitely takes some twists and turns that are very surprising, and it can be hard to kind of wrap up an anthology on a really good note, and this one for me hit it right out the park, and I'm not gonna say what it is, but wow, like, what a movie. This might actually be my absolute favorite I have seen from the festival. That's not to say Alone wasn't great, because it damn well is, but I think I liked this one in a different way, for different reasons, and it might be my favorite from the festival, and I think it's definitely one of the best and most enjoyable movies I've actually seen this year. Not that I've seen a lot of new movies, because it's 2020. But wow, I had such a good time with this. I was glued to the screen. I was so invested, and wow. I'm just going to be gushing about this movie, and I just want to say to Ryan Spindell, thank you, sir. I am indebted to you for this beautiful movie. Bede, what are your thoughts about The Mortuary Collection?
Well, I got to say, I agree with a lot of what you said, Marcy. I think this is without a doubt one. I would say this is my favorite film that I've seen from Fantasia so far. That definitely, at least at the time of recording this audio review, is still Alone. But The Mortuary Collection is still a pretty damn good movie. And it's definitely, without a doubt, I think, one of the strongest anthology horror films of the past couple of years. Because anthology horror films have made a huge comeback in the, I would say, in the last 7 years.
Yeah.
And some of them have been a bit of a mixed bag. You get some pretty good ones, but then you get some others that are kind of pretty mediocre. But this one, for me, is definitely just well-crafted on a number of levels. I think, like you said, I think the wraparound segment with Clancy Brown is definitely one of the strongest wraparound segments I've seen for quite a while, because most of the time they tend to be kind of the weakest part of an anthology film, especially the most recent ones. But this one is really well done, and I like that at least we don't actually get to, say, the very first story until maybe nearly 15 or 20 minutes into the movie. And because we get, it sets up like this small town, sort of beachside town. Clancy Brown's character, and also the young woman who comes to visit him to look for work, Sam, played by, is it, well, I think Caitlin Fisher, was that her name? Because I have a different name that she's credited as in a different spot. Caitlin Custer,
yeah,
I think.
It says in this she's credited as Caitlin Fisher.
Oh, okay, maybe it might
Caitlin
be
Custer.
Yeah, so I thought I'd just give them both, just in case if one we might have got wrong. But and then of course, like, he tells her a bunch of stories of all the weird with some of the as you say, like, every corpse has a story, and he tells some of the most bizarre ones. And each of the stories in particular, like, I will admit, when each story goes along, I thought, okay, these are pretty solid. Nothing amazing, but solid. But with each story, they become more and more interesting and more compelling, and also very unique as well. And I thought, okay, this is actually really good, like, really enjoyable and fun. But once it gets to the third act of the movie, it completely goes on a completely different level. And again, we won't spoil what happens, but let's just say that some things happened in this third act I was not expecting, and it really sort of elevated the film for me. But even then, like, this film, even just for a film backed entirely on Kickstarter, or at least partially by Kickstarter also, it feels like a big Hollywood film. Like, the way that it's shot and made, and also just the production and costume design of the whole film is just fantastic. And I know, like, each of the stories kind of take place in a different era. Like, the first one set in the 50s, the second's in the 60s, the third story's in the 70s, and then finally the final story is in the 80s. But the thing is, there's a timelessness to this film. Like, even though it is a period piece, it just feel like it just feels like all the stories, like these, like if I didn't know like each of these stories was set in a different time, I would say, would think that, you know, there's a timelessness to it. Like, I like the fact that it's kind of feels like so many different periods all at once. But when you sort of look back on the film, it's like, oh yeah, this segment represents a different period of our era of history, I should say. And I have to say, like, Ryan Spindel does such a great job. Like, the humor kind of hits, it really hits. And when the film is really creepy, he does a really good job with that. But he also makes it really entertaining as well. And he doesn't also skimp out on some of the gore as well, because there are some pretty gruesome moments in this film. And also, like, the performances are really strong across the board. And, of course, this is definitely, without a doubt, Clancy Brown's show from beginning to end. And he's great. And, like, all the stories are fun. And, again, like, a lot of them sort of take turns that you just honestly don't expect.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you mentioned, like, this film looks incredible. Like, I don't know what the budget was, but it looks like a grade A top quality sort of production from the sets, just the design of everything, the costumes, the character work. Like, it's incredible. It's very bright, but very understated at times. And it does have that very kind of creepy feel underneath everything. And I do like how you can't quite almost pinpoint what sort of time it's meant to be in. It almost has that timeless feel, which I really, really liked. But I was just really blown away. Like, it just did such a great job. And, you know, I think when you look at horror anthologies, like, Creepshow would be one of the top ones. Like, that's the one you want to live up to. And I think the Mortuary Collection gets very close to how great that can be. But with more of a wraparound that I think has a lot more to do with the story that we're actually seeing, which I was just very, very surprised. And yeah, like, I really can't wait to actually sit and watch it again at some point. It was just that much fun. Like, I want this in my collection. I really do. And again, as I said, I love Clancy Brown. I've always had a love for Clancy Brown. And I just loved him in this movie. Under all that makeup, like, he's just so good. And he really just has this amazing presence. And, oh, absolutely loved it. And I thought Caitlin Fisher, or Caitlin Custer, whichever name she would like to go by, she was really good. I really liked her in this as well.
Indeed, and she's got a lot of spunk as well, which I really enjoyed. And and also, like, the sort of the back and forth between her and Clancy Brown was really fun. But I think that's one of the things I really enjoyed about the film most of all, is that it is, like, even though it's a mixture of, like, comedy and horror, and and it's, like, full of atmosphere and gothic elements, and it is fun. Like, it's a really fun and enjoyable film. Like, I had a really good time watching it. And at times it kind of reminded me of some of Tim Burton's best work as well. Like, that's what it felt like to me.
Yeah, I would say, like, some of the feel and some of the sort of more horrific, creepy stuff, but then just the look of the house and everything. Like, you're right, it has this kind of Tim Burton-ish vibe, but it also has a bit of, like, a Guillermo del Toro type of vibe as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, even though it has these kind of vibes, it's definitely, like, Ryan Spindel definitely makes it his own for this. And that's what I really, really like. Like, I just could gush about this movie all day. I am so happy I had a chance to see it. And honestly, highly recommended. Even if you're not big on anthologies, this is so worth your time. Much like something like Creepshow, absolutely 100%. Like, definitely.
Oh, definitely. It's a really strong and well put together anthology horror film. And those are kind of, as we both know, there's so many great ones out there. Like, we mentioned Creepshow, and even mentioned, for me, even though I know you weren't the biggest fan of this one, Trick or Treat is Another one. I think for me, I think Mortuary Collection would definitely has it could easily stand by those ones as kind of the benchmarks of this subgenre of horror, because it's just so well done. And even the like, even if there's a like with all anthology horror films, you're going to have some stories that are stronger than others, but even like the weakest story in this film is still pretty good.
I would say like all of them are actually really damn solid. And yeah, look, while I wasn't the biggest fan of Trick or Treat, it is something I actually want to revisit because I think, now that I'm older and wiser, maybe I'll feel different about it. So that is one I probably will rewatch at some point. But yeah, this one is just going to hold a place in my heart, honestly. I just thought it was so good. It really was. Yeah, I cannot say enough amazing things about it, but definitely when it hits Shudder.
Yeah, because it has been a, I believe it has been officially announced it will be screening in both the US, I believe the UK, and most importantly, the Australian version of Shudder in October. So if any of our listeners don't have a chance to see it while it's still playing at Fantasia, just wait till next month and then you can check it out on Shudder. Believe from both me and Marcy, it's definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, I believe it hits Shudder mid-October,
Yep.
so 100% put this on your list. I highly recommend it. Like, wow. Yeah, instead of just sitting here gushing for another half an hour.
Maybe we'll come back and do an audio commentary of that movie at some
Yes,
point.
when it hits Shudder, definitely will be up there for contention for that. So for ratings, like this is getting my highest rating from Fantasia with 4.5 out of 5. That's how much I freaking loved it, and oh, so good. Bede, what is your rating?
I give this one a 4 out of 5. Like I said, for at least the first two thirds, I thought, yeah, this is really good, really fun. But once it gets to that last half, that's where it kind of pushes forward to even greater places. So it definitely gets 4 for that. But I really enjoyed this one a lot. This is some pretty top quality stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. This is the first movie that we've got from Fantasia where my rating is higher than yours.
Yeah, I know, that's a first. Yeah,
Yeah, but at least our ratings for these films have actually been very close together with only like half a star difference.
definitely.
So we've very much been on the same page for everything we've seen, and I think that just goes to show like how great this festival is. And yes, definitely. Because obviously we didn't really get much of the, what we normally do is the Melbourne International Film Festival, and that went online. And look, not to be mean, but I think we were just a little bit underwhelmed by what they were providing online. So it's been really great to be back in that kind of festival mood, even though it's from home.
Yeah.
And for something like Fantasia, like, that's definitely helped us while we've been in lockdown to actually cover something so good.
Indeed.
But yeah, 100%. Check this one out next month on Shudder.
And if it and if it and as at the time of this audio review has been posted, Fantasia is still going, so definitely have if you get the opportunity to check it out there as well, definitely do because it's worth it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's actually showing at any other festivals, but yeah, add it to your list of things you need to check out. I cannot just, gush about this movie more. It's so good. Love it. And that's enough of me gushing about this movie. Yeah, obviously it comes highly recommended from Bede and I, so yeah, definitely guys, check it out. And with that is a wrap for this audio review for the Mortuary Collection, and we hope everyone stays healthy and safe, and we will be back soon with more wonderful content at the Super Network. So thank you everyone, catch you later.
See everyone. Bye.